This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Have you ever wondered what's underneath State Street? Well, so did KCRW listener Jason Stoops. He sent us this question.
I had a question about the history of the sort of underground structures, the basements and businesses, living places that are underneath State Street, if it's just a rumor or if it's actually true.
In particular, he wondered about underground jazz clubs. So we went looking for them. Through our Curious Coast project, KCRW's Ted Mills found the jazz club, plus a whole lot more. He walked me through the search.
I wanted to find maps. The city didn't have an underground map. The historical museum did not have one. But then I heard about a guy called John Woodward.
So who's that?
He was the building manager during the 70s over at the El Paseo. That's the building on Can Perdido and State. And I went over to his office, and he showed me the map he had made.
As far as I know, nobody had ever done a floor plan, a detailed floor plan of the whole property. So in 1976, I did this one. Did a lot of it at night when the tenants weren't there so I could run out and take measurements of things I didn't have.
Okay, we have got a map. So what does this thing actually look like?
It's a beautiful map. It looks like a Dungeons and Dragons map. It has the top floor, the ground floor, and all the spooky basements underneath. With service corridors.
Ooh, service corridors. But, I mean, were they just used for that? Or what filled these spaces?
Furnaces.
Furnaces?
Sorry to burst your bubble. Furnaces to heat the buildings above.
That's how they used to heat these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. So we didn't find a jazz club here. So where did you go next?
We went up and down State Street and we talked to all the business owners, asked if they had a basement and if they had any interesting history. And that's how we found the cellar.
The cellar. So is this what we've been looking for?
Yes, an actual underground jazz club.
Where is it?
It was on Annapamoose Street, where the Fund for Santa Barbara building is now.
Okay, so what's the story? Was this thing around for a while?
Sadly, no. It lasted 1 year in 1999.
1 year, the jazz club, 1 year. So is this kind of where the story ends?
No. On that block, under what is now Core Power Yoga, there used to be at one point five recording studios.
Wow, five underground recording studios.
Yes.
So who started that?
Craig Costigan, he was a music producer. He moved his entire studio down there.
Wow, okay. I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to work underground. Do you think these were nice studios, or what did he say?
No, he said this.
You know, it was a little bit funky because it was very, very not up to code in every way imaginable. Probably the biggest concern was all the smoking and the bad air.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But what it lacked in quality, it made up for in the spirit of collaboration.
So they were making tons of music.
By the end of that four-year period, they had about 35 to 40 albums.
Wow. Anybody we would know about?
There's a group called Beware of Darkness. The Coral Sea, and a local favorite, Spencer the Gardener.
So why did these studios shut down?
Old Navy came to town.
Old Navy came to town.
And they wanted those basements, and that was it.
So they're full with clothes now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we found a lot of interesting musical things in this area. Is that kind of where this underground Santa Barbara story ends?
Oh, no. There's a few other rumors that we had to track down. A lot of people told me about secret military bases or secret military research labs, and don't ask too many questions or the men in black will get you.
Right. So what did you find?
But it wasn't a secret. Yeah. There were several downtown, but the one I want to focus on is Mission Research.
Mission Research. So what kind of stuff did they do?
They did various tests for the nuclear program and other military experiments. They operated out of a space in the Balboa building. Where Tom Piozzi has his own business now, and he knows all the history.
Plumbers and electricians in town would refer to this as the CIA building, because to get downstairs, you were supposed to have a secret clearance, and then to get back here, you were supposed to have a top secret clearance.
So he shows me a lot of stuff they left behind. They left behind this large vault. They left behind this room called a Faraday cage. And so we start talking about tunnels and basements and escape routes, and suddenly he says this.
There is an escape route that goes right past where the speakeasy was and all the other secret tunnels of Santa Barbara that are supposedly back there.
Can we get to the speakeasy?
Yeah, we can go back. And
okay, let's go. That's cool.
Whoa, so we have discovered a speakeasy, maybe.
Yeah, I was seriously geeking out when he said that. So we go back into the service tunnels past his business. We try one door. That door is locked. We try another door. That door opens into this large maintenance room. And at the back of the room, as if he's waiting for us, is a guy called Chris. He's the maintenance man. And he takes us over to this sliding shelf wall.
Yeah. Oh.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
I thought this was gone.
This is the original leather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the original rivets and original leather still on it.
Look at that.
Whoa, so we have now a sliding hidden door, which takes us where?
It's a totally Scooby-Doo wall.
Right.
It took us into another room that they're using for storage, but that was the speakeasy.
Wow, so how did you know it was a speakeasy? I mean, what did you see?
Well, here are the reasons. One, the building was built during Prohibition, and that room was built for a speakeasy. Two, that leather siding of the sliding door, there's no other reason that's in a maintenance area. And three, well, Chris's family was involved in Prohibition.
So my grandfather, they'd take a boat, go down to L.A., pick up all their booze, put it in the boat, take the boat back up to Santa Barbara, go up to Goleta area where there was nobody lived, unload into their car, drive back to Santa Barbara, and they got booze.
Wow, so what began as a tour of an underground military kind of complex, we're now talking to a guy about Prohibition.
You know, you always hear about speakeasies. Everyone wants to have a speakeasy, or imagine there was one. But you touch that leather siding, that was the speakeasy. That is proof, my friend.
And so do you get a sense there were other speakeasies around here?
Oh, Chris told us that there was one every block. There was one under Aaron Brothers, he said.
Wow. All right. Well, that wraps up our tour of underground Santa Barbara. Ted, I'm glad we ended at a speakeasy.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it, really?
No, I think we've done it. All right, Ted Mills, thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan. First round's on you.